Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we're dedicated to helping business people make a big splash in Metro Atlanta by giving them world-class recognition. In this segment, we're going to be talking about seven things you need to know about contact lenses. My guest today is a native of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She received her undergraduate degree from Morgan State University in Baltimore, Maryland, and her Doctor of Optometry degree from the Pennsylvania College of Optometry. Along with her husband, Dr. Michael D. Acker II, they own College Optical Express on the campus of Georgia Tech. She also sees patients at the Super Target Optical in Stone Mountain, Georgia. What a special treat to have on the phone today, a young lady who will be featured on the front cover of the next issue of People You Need to Know, Dr. Valerie Robbins Acker. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Spark Plug.
How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Are you ready to talk about what you need to know about contact lenses?
Ready whenever you are.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
How old do you have to be to wear contact lenses?
There's no exact age for that. We do fit children, and usually starting around 11, 12 years old, sometimes as early as 10, but that all depends a lot on the child, you know, their maturity level, their level of hygiene, and also if the parent feels that their child is responsible enough or mature enough to care for the contact lenses.
Do they have contact lenses that help you read up close?
They sure do. They have soft and they also have rigid gas permeable or RGP lenses that are designed to help you read up close. Based on your prescription, you know, your doctor will determine what's the best option for you. Some people, they may just need glasses for reading, but not for distance. And most of those people, they choose to stay in glasses, but those are reading contact lenses. They're still an option for them as well.
Well, may I call you Dr. Val?
You sure may.
Well, Dr. Val, can you sleep in your contact lenses?
Yes, there are contact lenses that have been approved as extended wear, which that just means that you can sleep in them, but it's not recommended for everyone. So, you know, we, the doctors, we will let you know if we approve you for extended wear with your contact lenses.
Well, tell our listeners, if a contact lens prescription, is it different than a glasses prescription?
We actually use the glasses prescription to help us determine your contact lens prescription, but it's not uncommon for the two to be different. Also, your actual contact lens prescription, it has a little more information on it than your glasses prescription, such as the contact lens brand name, the base curve, and the diameter of the contact lens.
What about soft contact lenses? If I have astigmatism, can I still wear soft contact lenses?
Absolutely. As a person myself with astigmatism, the answer is a resounding yes. These contact lenses are called toric contact lenses. Today, there are several soft toric contact lens brands available, and you and your eye care practitioner will determine, based on your prescription, which of these lenses that he or she feels will give you the best correction for your vision.
What if my two-week disposable lenses are still comfortable and in good condition beyond 2 weeks? Can I continue to wear the same pair?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I have a lot of patients that ask me that question. The FDA has approved certain contact lenses to be worn for a certain length of time, so it's not recommended. However, everyone's eyes are different, and we as the eye doctor may adjust your wearing schedule based on that. But the best way to answer your question is that your contact lens regimen should adhere to that contact lens regimen or wearing schedule prescribed to you by your eye care practitioner.
What about bifocals? Can you wear soft contact lenses if you need bifocals?
We now have at our disposal bifocal or multifocal soft contact lenses. I'm sure a lot of people have seen those on the commercials on television. And these lenses are designed to provide good vision for distance, give you intermediate so you can see your computer screen, and also up close for reading. And these lenses, they give you that option, you know, if you want to wear contact lenses, if you want to kind of get away from wearing your glasses all the time. So you have that option available to you.
Before we bring this interview to a close, is there any one last thing you'd like our listening audience to know about soft contact lenses or contact lenses as a whole?
Well, the main thing is, like I stated before, is If you have questions, ask your doctor. Ask us if you have any questions whatsoever. Ask us. The best thing to do is ask the question so that we can answer it. We have our script. We go over our little spiel, but there may be something that you think of that we may not have thought of or may have forgotten to cover. So just please ask questions. Stick to the wearing schedule that your doctor prescribes for you. And, you know, don't be afraid to ask questions. That's what we're there for.
My producer just put something in front of me. What problems can occur if worn improperly?
Well, if you wear your contact lenses improperly, you can set yourself up for contact lens wear, overwear syndrome. You can actually have blood vessels that will grow into the cornea because the cornea is being starved for oxygen and it's not getting enough oxygen. So blood vessels will actually start to grow into the cornea to try and provide that oxygen. Also, if you overwear them, you can set yourself up for eye infections, and, you know, that's, you know, not a good thing. And sometimes that can even exclude you from wearing contact lenses. So the doctor may decide you're not compliant with the contact lenses, so I'm not going to prescribe or fit you in contact lenses because you're not doing your part to take care of the health of your eyes.
And tell our listening audience how you can be reached.
I'm at the usually at the Stone Mountain Target and out there in Stone Mountain at the Optical. The number there is 770-498-1187. And I'm there on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. So if anyone would like to, you know, have a thorough eye exam and, you know, a little conversation, you can come on in, give us a call, and schedule an appointment. I'd be more than happy if you entrust me with the health of your eyes.
But tell our listeners in the Metro Atlanta area exactly where that Super Target Optical is located.
Okay, it's located at 2055 West Park Place Boulevard.
Well, Dr. Valerie Robbins-Acker, owner of College Optical Express on the campus of Georgia Tech University and doctor of optometry at the Super Target Optical out there in Stone Mountain, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to Metro Atlanta's top business professionals like Dr. Valerie Robbins-Acker. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another outstanding job. And if you would like more information about our guest or College Optical Express, visit their website at collegeopticalexpress.net, or to schedule your eye appointment today, give them a call at 404-894-9533. This is Spark Plug, encouraging you to keep looking at the sunny side. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.